Today's daf is Bava Metzia daf Nun, and we are at the Mishnah, 22 lines from the top of daf Mem Tes Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achinu Bnei Yisrael Hanasuna Batzara Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos refuah shalema for Alter Chayim Ben Devoira Feig. So today's daf really is the beginning of part two of Perek Hazav. And it introduces the sugya of oyna. Now, the halacha of oyna is mentioned in Psukim in the Torah. It's in Parshas Bahar. It's Perek Chav Hei. It's Pasuk Yudalad. We're just going to read the opening pasuk. V'chisim keru mimkar la'amisecho oikonoi miyad amisecho al toinu v'shesachet. The Torah says that if somebody sells something to somebody else, or if somebody purchases something from somebody else, there's a loisa say al toinu v'shesachet. Meaning, don't be dishonest. Don't fool the person that you're transacting with. It's clear in the pasuk that this iser is true both for the seller, the chisimkeru mimker lamisecha, and for the buyer, oikonoi miyad amisecha. Regardless, there's a loisa say in the Torah of al toinu v'shesachet. So there are many lavin in the Torah that are bein adam lechaveira. Specifically, there are lavin in the Torah that are ben adam lechaveroi in a dine mominous perspective, gneven gzela, the first that come to mind, oyna is another. The Torah says that if somebody's doing business with somebody else, al toinu v'shes achiv, there's an iser oyna. Our sugyas are going to deal primarily with not the iser oyna, but the choshen mishpat ramifications of a mekach u'memkar where there was oyna. So what is the kitzur shulchan aruch? The topic of today's daf, but let's pre-cap the daf. So if you ask the man on the street who's familiar with the halachas of oyna just from doing what we do, he'll probably tell you the following. If there's oyna, and the oyna was less than a shtus, less than one-sixth of the value of what the mekach u'memkar was supposed to be, meaning either the buyer or the seller was fooled, but he was fooled in an amount that's less than one-sixth, then we assume that the other party is meichel, and as a result, it's neither here nor there. In the event that the oyna was a shtus, it was a perfect sixth, then the halacha is that the mekach is kayim, stating that the one that was fooled is supposed to be made whole by the one that fooled him. So, for example, if the meicher overcharged by 1/6, the mekach is going to remain kayim, but at the same time, the meicher is going to have an obligation to return the sixth. If the oyna was yosem ishtos, it was more than a sixth, then it's a mekach tois, and the transaction gets completely unwound. I believe that's what the man on the street would say if you asked him what the kitzur shulchan aruch of oyna is. And the truth is, if he would say that, he would get it right. Stating that, the Stam Mishnah here in Perek Hazav, and really the Stam Sugya that we're going to learn right now, was not of that opinion. In fact, the Psak Halacha is based on something that Rav is going to say at the very, very end of today's daf. Halacha that he inferred from not our Mishnah, but a Braisa. In fact, Rashi in the end of the sugya is going to mutcha a little bit. That why is it that Rava would paskin like a braisa over a mishnah? And just to give it away, Rashi is going to say, because the Tana, that braisa, is Rav Nosson. And the Gemara says throughout Shas that Rav Nosson dayonahu, and he was yored l'umke dedina. And because it's Rav Nosson, even though it's a braisa, it takes precedence, loy mishpata b'chayra, over even a stam mishnah. But the bottom line is, the opinion of the stam mishnah is different. What is the opinion of the stam mishnah? So it's almost the same, but it's not the same. And where it differs is in the event that the oyna was a perfect shtos. Pachas mishtos, the stam mishnah holds, mechila. Yosem mishtos, the stam mishnah holds, mekachtos. The question is, what happens if it's a shtos? The stam mishnah holds that the one that was fooled has a choice. If he wants, he could say that I want the mekach to be kayim, make me whole. Or he could say, you know what, I'm not interested in doing business with you. I'm going to go somewhere else to buy this thing that I want to buy. And he can claim mekach toi. So really, the nafgamina, the point of contention between the stam mishnah and the halacha lemaisa, is what happens if it's a perfect shtos. Either way, today's daf is a daf that requires an asterisk next to it. It's known as the daf of the Tagrei Lod, the merchants of Lod. Who were the merchants of Lod? We're going to be introduced to them in the Mishnah and then Shain Eimo. We're going to get to know a little bit about their whole thought process and the way they did their risk analysis as we go through some of the Shakla V'Tarya in the Gemara. So without further ado, Zok the Hilga Mishnah. Ha'ino Arba Kesef Me Esrim V'Arba Kesef L'Sela. In the event that there was a transaction and the amount of Ha'ino was 4 Kesef, meaning 4 Ma'os Kesef, where there are 24 Ma'os Kesef to the Sela, then it's considered the Ayna, in other words, Shtus LaMekach, being that it's 1/6, so it's going to be subject to all the laws of Shtus. Now, the Lashon of the Mishnah is a little bit interesting, because it sounds like from the Mishnah that Ayna is only if it's a Shtus. Meaning, what's Ayna? If you're dealing with a Mekach that's 24 Kesef, and the Ayna was 4 Kesef, being that it's Shtos L'mekach, so therefore you have the laws of Ayna. We just said the laws of Ayna really govern all transactions. There's Ayna where it's Pachas Mishtos, there's Ayna where it's Shtos, there's Ayna where it's Yaisa Mishtos. But obviously what the Mishnah means is that middle category. That middle category is a Shtos, and that Ayna would be, just as a dugma, 4 Kesef, where there's 24 Kesef to the seller. Why when there's 24 kesef to the seller? Because if there's more or less than 24 kesef to the seller, then 4 kesef relative to the seller may not necessarily be Oino. Either way, admasai mutter lahachzer. So what's the halacha of Oino? With Oino is shtos. The halacha is that the person that was fooled has the right to be chayzer. Now, this is where you see right away that the Stam Mishnah is not in accordance with the Halacha L'maisa. Because according to the Halacha L'maisa, where the Ayna is a Shtos, nobody's being chayzer. It's where it's Yaisa Mishtos. Then it's a Mekach Tois. That's when we're talking about Chazar. But like we said, the Stam Mishnah holds that when there's a Ayna of Shtos, you have two choices. One choice is you could be chayzer. Another choice is that you can just claim that you want back your Shtos. But as it relates to being chayzer, Ad Masai Mutal Lahachzer, Ad Kedei Sheyara L'Tagar Oy L'Kroiver. So you don't have the rest of your life to be chayzer. There's a statute of limitations. What is that? The amount of time that it would take for this buyer to show the thing that he purchased and have a merchant assess it so that he can tell him, did I do a good deal, did I not do a good deal, or to one of his craven. But once that time lapses, at that point, you can't be chayzer. Now notice, this shir of Admasai Mutal Lahachzer Ad Kedei Sheyara L'Tagar Oy L'Kroiver is talking about the buyer, obviously. The buyer is going to take the item that he bought, and he's going to show it to a tagar or a karev. What about as it relates to the seller? It's going to be one of the subplots of the daf. Here, Reb Tarfin stating that, says the Mishnah, that the great Tana Reb Tarfin, he paskin belod, that Ha'ina is not Arba Kesef Me Esrim Varba Kesef L'Sela, but rather it's Shmoyne Kesef Me Esrim Varba Kesef L'Sela, which is not a sixth of the Mekach, but rather it's Shlish L'Mekach. So Reb Tarfin was once giving shir Chashemishpat in the city of Lod, and he told the Olam over there that you want to know what the shir Ha'ina is? It's not a Shtus, but rather it's a shlish. Now, when the Tagrei Lod, when the merchants of Lod heard this, v'samchu Tagrei Lod, they were so happy. The reason they were happy is because these guys were shtickle chevermans. They knew their geschäft very, very well, and they understood that as sellers, to the extent that we just move the goalpost from a sixth all the way up to a third, so it's in their interest. Why? Because now it's not less than a sixth that it's mechila, it's less than a third that it's mechila. Right? That's a huge, huge increase. And as a result, they were very, very besimcha because they understood that at the end of the day, this was going to benefit them. And just to be clear, even though really the halachas of Ayna affect sellers and buyers equally, it makes no difference. But the Tagrei Lod were sellers, and they were geribbina sellers, and they understood that they're not going to be fooled. To the contrary, they're going to be the foolers. And it's for that reason they were very, very besimcha when they heard this. Either way, Reb Tarfin was in the middle of giving shir. All of a sudden, everybody's smirking. Everybody's besimcha. Everyone's rolling their eyes. Right? Pump fist. Everyone's mamash in a good place. But then Reb Tarfin continued giving shir. But Amalem, and he told them, Kol ayoy mutal lachzer. You should know that as it relates to Ad Masai mutal lachzer, so the Mishnah said, Ad Kedei Sheyar L'Tagar L'Kroivoy. Reb Tarfin says that I extend the statute of limitations. That if somebody gets fooled, he has the entire day to be chayzer. Amrulai. So then the Olam got up and they said, I'm out of here. Yechlanu Reb Tarfin bim koimenu. He says, Laza Leibin. He says, you know what? Go give shir somewhere else. V'chazru l'divri chachamim. And they were chayzer to the chachamim and they said, we prefer the chachamim sheet and we're not going to paskin like Reb Tarfin. Either way, a little bit of drama in the Mishnah. But the bottom line is, what do you see in the Mishnah? You see the halacha of Ayna. Really, you see one of the three categories of Ayna, and that is the middle category. In the event that Ayna was a perfect shtos, What does the Mishnah say? Not what the halach is. The Mishnah says that you have two choices. Either you can say, just give me back the oina, or if you want, you can be mevatel the mekach. Stating that there's a statute of limitations. What is that statute of limitations? At Kadesh Yara Latagar Oy Lekroifa, which apparently wasn't such a long period of time. Rav Tarfon was once giving Shirin Wood. He had a whole different Shulchan Aruch when it comes to that middle category. To him, it wasn't a shtos, it was a shlish. To him, the shear of Admasay Mutala Hachzer is not Kadesh Yara Latagar Lekroifa, but it's really Kalayoyim. And the Mishnah mentions that when the Tagrid Lord heard the shear that Rav Tarfon was giving, first they were very pesimcha because they were geribbing the sellers, and they said, well, up to a third it's Mechila? Gevaldik. But then when they heard he has the whole day to be Chayzer, then they came around. Either way, Zez the Gemara Itma. Rav Amash Shtus Mekach Shaninu. Rav, when he would say over this Mishnah, he said that the halacha of Shtus Lemekach means where the Oino was 1/6 of what the real value is. Meaning, this Mekach HaMemkar did not take place at the true value of the thing that was being sold. Rather, there was Oino. The buyer, the seller, but there was Oino. The point is that the Oino of Shtus represented 1/6 of the actual value of the thing being sold, which is the way we traditionally think of Oino of Shtus. The Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, Shtus Mois Namishoninu. That the halacha of shtus is lav dafka shtus of the mekach, but it's also if it's a shtus of the amount of money that was paid. Meaning, it doesn't matter if the shtus represents a shtus of the true value, or if the shtus represents a shtus of the amount of the actual sale. The Gemara is going to explain this. Says the Gemara, Shavi Shita B'chamisha, in the event that something that's worth 6 mois kesef was sold for 5 mois kesef, or Shavi Shita B'shivo, if you have something that was really worth 6 mois kesef that was sold for 7 mois kesef, cool, I'm going to think everybody agrees, the Basa Mekach Hazlinon. V'ayna habit, this is going to be considered, why? Because the Mekach, the real value was 6, and it was either sold for a 6th less, the chamisha, or for a 6th more of shiva. But the bottom line is, this is shtus mekach, and there's no machloikis, meaning Sai Rav that said shtus mekach, and Sai Shmuel that said shtus mois, agree that if it's shtus mekach, avad it's going to be shtus. Ki pligi, what's the machloikis? Shavi chamsha b'shisa. In the event that something that was worth 5 was sold for 6, or v'shavi shiva b'shisa, something that was worth 7 was sold for a 6. In these cases, the oina is not a 6, right? If you have something that's worth 5 and it's sold for a 6, so what's the oina? It's 1/5. It's a chaymish. Or if you have something that's worth 7 that's sold for 6, what's the oina? It's not 1/6. It's rather, it's 1/7. So the Shmuel, according to Shmuel, that said basa mois aslinon. Shmuel that said that you go basa mois, right? What was Shmuel's lashon? Basa mois namishaninu. That you also go basa the mois. Either the oina have it. Both of these cases is going to be oina. Why is it going to be oina? Because at the end of the day, the purchase price was 6. And once the purchase price is a 6, and the oino represents 1/6 of the purchase price, it was 5, meaning that was the value, or the value was 7. So if the oino represents even a 6th of the purchase price, that's enough for it to be considered enough. The Rav Dama Basa Mekach Hazlina, whereas according to Rav, that you only go Basa Mekach, Shavi Chamishan B'shiso, Bitul Mekach Ava, as it relates to something that's worth 5 that was sold for 6, that's going to be a Bitul Mekach. Why? Because it's a Chaymish. Or Shavi Shiva B'shiso, if something that's worth 7 was sold for 6, Mechila Ava, that's going to be Pachas Mishtos, says the Gemara u'Shmuel. Amar Shmuel's going to tell you that ki amrina mechilo u'bitl mekach avada. There's a category of mechila and bitl mekach when it comes to the laws of, you know, but that's hechad aleka shtus mishtei tzadim. That's only if there's no tzad shtus at all. Aval hechad d'shikla shtus mitzad echad. But if there's a shtus even mitzad echad, whether it's a shtus of mekach or whether it's a shtus of mois, you know, have it. In that instance, it's going to be oino. So the Gemara introduces the sugyas of oino with the machloikis rav and Shmuel, that's oimed berumay shalaylam. They're arguing literally in the basic definition of the ikur halacha of oina, which is shtus. Is it shtus the mekach? That's shitas Rav, or is it shtus the mekach or shtus the mois? That's shitas Shmuel. So the Gemara is going to try to be poshet this machloikis Rav and Shmuel from our Mishnah. Tran, we learned in the Mishnah ha'oina dalet kesef me esrim barba kesef lesela shtus lemekach. Oina is where the oino was 4 kesef, where the value of the Sela is 24 kesef l'sel. So the Gemara says like this, my love, isn't the case talking about the Zovin Shavi Esrim be'esrim v'arba, where something worth 20 was sold for 24, v'shma mina shtus mois nami shaninu. And if that's the case, then you see that shtus mois nami shaninu. Meaning, the Mishnah is a little bit ambiguous, but we're saying that Doina is 4 kesef, and it's 4 kesef, mei esrim v'arba kesef l'sela. And the way the Gemara in this Havamina is teaching the words mei esrim v'arba kesef l'sela is that the purchase price was esrim v'arba kesef, the real value was esrim, which means then that 4 kesef of the 24 kesef, which was the purchase price, is Doina. Now, according to Shmuel, that holds shtus mois is also considered a shtus. That's very good. But according to Rav, if the real value is 20 and doina is 4, that means it's really a chaimish. According to Rav, this should not be considered a case of doina. But the Gemara says loy. That's not what the Mishnah means. Rather, the Mishnah means a zavin shavi esrim varba. The esrim. It's talking about where you had something that was worth 24, it was sold for 20. Meaning, the way you read the Mishnah is, Oino arba kasef, me esrim varba, not me esrim varba of purchase price of esrim varba, but rather esrim varba of real value. So the case is where the real value was 24, it was sold for 20. If that's the case, this is shtos demekach. Shtos demekach, even Rav is going to be moed. But the Gemara says you can't learn the Mishnah this way. You know why? Because if that's the case, minasana, in this case, who's the person that was fooled? Moich. It's the moicher that was full, right? You had something that was worth 24 kasef who sold for 20. Who got gypped? It's the moicher. Fake the Gemara, you can't say that because Ema Seifa, what it's saying, the Seifa, Masai Mutal HaHachzer, what's the statute of limitations at which point this person that was fooled has the right to be choizer? It's Bikdei Shiyar, Latag, or Lekroi, but the amount of time that it would take for him to show it to a merchant, or the amount of time it would take for him to show it to a kar, Rav Nachman said, Loishan Welu Lekeach. This halacha the Mishnah, that this statute of limitations was only said regarding the buyer. Avul Moicher, as it relates to the seller, Lo'ilam Choizer, he could always be choizer. Now, the Mishnah that said on Masai Mutal HaHachzer is for sure talking about the first case of the Mishnah, which means then who was the one that was fooled in the Mishnah? It's the Lekeach that was fooled. If the case is where it's worth 24, it was sold for 20, that means it's the Meicher that was fooled. How does it stem with the way Rav Nachman learned the Mishnah? Now, in the Mishnah itself, it's not Muchach, because you could always say that at Masai Mutal HaHachzer is not only the Lekeach, it's also the Meicher. When we learned the Mishnah, we said it's Geshmaker if you say that it means the Lekeach, based on what Rav Nachman said in the Gemara, but at the end of the day, it's not Muchach, but Rav Nachman said it before. And if Rav Nachman said that the only time you have this statute of limitations is where it's the Likeach, not where it's the Moicher, Bal Karchach, the Mishnah is talking about, where the Likeach was Nisana, so that can't be your case. So the Gemara says, you're right, take 3. Elo Dezovin Shavi Esrim Barba Be'esrim V'tamni. You have to say that the case is where really the thing was worth 24, there was Oina of 4, but the gather of the Oino was not that it was undersold by 4, it was oversold by 4. So again, Oino arba kesef me'esrim barba. The Oino was 4 kesef. Me'esrim barba is talking about the value of the underlying mekach, but not 4 less, rather it's 4 more. The bottom line is, from the Mishnah itself, there's no hechach. It sounded like that the muschul rishon, again, it's like a dicta question, how you read this first line of the Mishnah. It's a little hard to read the line. And it sounds like that the Gemara's knee-jerk reaction was that the way you're supposed to read this Mishnah is that we're talking about shtus of mekach, and if that's shtus of mois, and if that's the case, it would be a raya to Shmuel. But la'achar ra'iyun, the Gemara said, it's certainly not muchach. Either way, the Gemara now is going to try to be poshet this machlik is Rav and Shmuel from the second part of the Mishnah, which is shitas Reb Tarfon Tanan, hey Reb Tarfon Blud, Reb Tarfon Paskin the Lud, hoy no shmoy ne kesef, me esrim barba, kesef lesela, shlish lemekach, Reb Tarfon Paskin, that hoy no is not arba kesef, but rather it's shmoyna kesef, me'esrim barba, and it's based on the fact that the middle shear of oino is not shtus, but rather what it is shlish. The Gemara says the same exact shakla b'tari. My lab, aren't we talking about the zavon shavi shitzeri, be'esrim barba? Something that was worth 16 was sold for 24, v'shmamino shlish mois nami shaninu, and still you see it's considered a shlish, and if that's the case, so you see the shear of shlish, or the share of shtos, no difference, is going to be of the mois. It's a right. The Gemara says, "Loi, the zavin shavi esrim barba b'shitz." It's talking about where it was worth 24, and it was undersold, it was sold for 16, in which case it's the shlish of the mekach, says the Gemara. If that's the case, minus on a meicher. That means the meicher got a shlish less than he was supposed to get. The tarfin told him, you could be chayzer the entire day. Rav Nachman said, what does the Gemara mean to say? That you see, when they heard that you could be chayzer the whole day, so what did the Tagrilut say? We're out. Why did they say we're out? Because they wanted that you should have that statute of limitations, that it should only be able to be Achiyar Latagar, Oy Lekroyve. But Zaysimeris, you see that Rav Tarfin's Allah is talking about a case where there's a Chazara. According to Rav Nachman, there's only a Chazara where it's Nisano Lekech, not where it's Nisano Moichra. And if in the Mishnah you see clearly there's a Shir Chazara, must be that it's Lekech that was Nisano. So you can't tell me it's talking about where it was worth 24 and it was sold for 16. Mar says, you're right. Elot, the Zavin, Shavi, Chav, Dalit, the Talsim, the Tartin. It's talking about where the thing was worth 24, though you know it was 8, but not 8 less, 8 more. Mean Nisano Lekech, Nisano. And that's why in the whole story with the Tagrei Lod, there was a little bit of drama because the Shir Chazara was very much applicable. Either way, Machloik is Rav and Shul. According to Rav, what is shtus, or according to Rav Tarfin Shlish, it's shtus of the Mekach. According to Shmuel, it's shtus of the Mois. So, the Gemara Tanya Kavasi the Shmuel, and before the Braisa like Shmuel, Mishal Hutul Alav Yodai Alal Yoina. The Braisa says that whoever it is that was fooled in an Oyna transaction, he has Yodai Alal Yoina. Okay, so how does it play itself out? Machalo Shava Hebevav. If somebody sold somebody something that's worth 5 for 6, Midasan. In that case, who was the one that was fooled? Lekeach. Right, Lekeach overpaid. Therefore, Yad Lekeach Al Yoina. So the Yad Lekeach is Al Yoina, meaning he's the one that gets to decide. How does it play itself out? Ratzo Oyim, if he wants, he could say, Tainli Moisai, give me my money. Oy, or if he wants, he could say, Tainli Masha Oynisani, give me the amount that I was fooled. Machalo in the event they had something that was worth 6 that was sold for 5. Minasan, in that case, who was fooled? Meicher, right? It's the Meicher. Therefore, Yad Meicher al Yoino. The Meicher is Yad al Yoino. Ratz Oymel Itenli Mech. If he wants, he could say Mechach Toys. Itenli Macha Oynisani. Or if he wants, he could say Gimme Doino. Now, this Bryce over here is like our Stam Mishnah, which says that in the event that the Oino was a perfect Shtos, there's two options. Not like Talacha. But that's not what we need. We knew that already from the Stam Mishnah. We already know this is not the Aliba de Hilchasa. We're going to see Rav as Psak based on Rav Nasa in the end of the Sukkah. What do we need from here? One thing. That the example that the Braisa gave for a situation where the Lekeach was Nisana was where the Lekeach bought something that was worth 5 Mal Kesef. And how much did he pay for it? He paid 6. And it's referred to as a Shtos. It's not a Shtos. Really, it's a fifth. You hold like Shmuel, that it's not just Shtus Mekach, but Shtus Mois Nami Shonino, then it's very, very good. Incidentally, the case of Nisana Moicher, that's a case of a Shtus Mekach. So that's going to be Oino according to everybody. What was that case? Shava Sheish B'Chamesh. But the case of Shava Chamesh B'Sheish, that's Luchura Shtus Mois. And that's what the Gemara says. Tanya Kavase de Shmuel, this is a Raya to Shitash. Either way. Now the fun starts. So, the Gemara, really, from here until the end of the daf, is going to ask a whole bunch of different shailas that relate to the basic halachos of Oina. And the Gemara is going to attempt to be machriya these shailas from the shir, the infamous shir that Rav Tarfin gave to the Tagrei Lod. So Rav Tarfin walked into the Beis Medrash of the Tagrei Lod. Sounds like it was some Yarchi Kala, and he's giving some Cheshem Mishpat Shir, and he starts laying out the laws of Oina, and he tells the Tagrei Lod that I want you to know that the Shir Oina is not a Shtos, it's a Shlish. Somchu Tagrei Lod, they were mamash so besimcha. But then he told them that I want you to know that this Indian, that the buyer, let's go with Rav Nachman, could be Chayzer, that Shir Chazor, that statute of limitations is a lot longer than you might have heard rumors it is. It's not only B'Kadesh Yar L'Tagra L'Kroiva, but you have the entire day. So if you do this transaction, Mamish, early in the morning, you have a full day in order to be Chayz. And when they heard that, what did they say? Yoniach Lanu Rav Tarfin B'Mkaymeinu. Let him just leave the halacha the way it is, and we're not interested in getting involved. From this exchange, from the Simcha Mazu Oysa of the Tagrei Lod L'Chatchila, But then when they heard about the statute of limitations, they said, Yoniach lanu Rav Tarfon ben Kaimenu, the Gemara is going to try to infer and prove many of the greatest shailas. Poshet, kitzah shulchan aruch dik, basic greatest shailas, as it relates to the halachas of the Taglit. Says the Gemara, Ibay Elohu, pochles mishlos lirabonon, la'alter havim mechila, oy pekidei sheyaru letagar, oy lekroif. Says the Gemara. The first minimal shear of Oina is Pachas Mishtos. Now, the Gemara says Pachas Mishtos L'Rabbanon. The Gemara could have also said Pachas Mishlish L'Rab Tarfon, but we're going in Shitas Rabbanon. That first shear, whatever that first shear is, according to Rabbanon, it's Pachas Mishtos. So we know that Lach is, it's considered to be a Mechila. Is it La'alter Mechila, or is there a statute of limitations for that as well? Meaning, Alter, maybe the person that was fooled can be chayzer. Once the shira pekdesh yar latagra or lekroivet passes, at that point we view it to be a mechila. Now the Gemara says, "Intim slim pekdesh yar latagra or lekroivet." You're gonna say that if when is it considered a mechila? Once already that time passes, that he was able to show it to a tagra or karev. So my ikka bein shtos lepachas mishtos. What difference is there then between the shtos and the pachas mishtos? Meaning bishloima, if as relates to shtos, you have this statute of limitations. When it comes to pachas mishtos, there's no statute of limitations. That's the chilek. But you're telling me that there's a statute of limitations by pachas mishtos, just like there is by shtos. So what's the difference? The Gemara says, well, we know. Ikka, no, the difference is the ilu shtos yada ela yayna. When it comes to a shtos, there it's yada ela yayna. Ratza chayzer, ratza kaino, machzer ena. He has two choices. If he wants, he could be chayzer, the person that was nisana, or if he wants, he could say, kaina, I want the kinyan to be in effect, but just return the ena. Vilu pachas mishtos, but as it relates to pachas mishtos, kana, the halacha is kana, u machzer ena. But at the same time, machzer ena. But the bottom line is, it says the Gemara that this halacha of pachis mishtos, the halacha being kana, is that la'alter, or is that only once a certain period of time passes? Mai, says the Gemara, nu, what is the halacha tashma? I'll bring you a raya from our Mishnah. The Mishnah said, chazru l'nivrei chacham, that l'chatchila, when the Tagli Lord heard Rav Tarfon's halacha, and they said that the number is not a shtos, but rather it's a shlish, they were besimcha. And then when they heard that the statute of limitation changed, then they crossed over and they went back to the chacham. So the Gemara says like this, savrua, the Bnei Yeshiva made a hanacha, and the reason it's a savrua is because the Gemara is going to be chayzer. So anytime you see the word savrua, you know it's a havamina. That's what the word savrua means. There was this initial thought that what? That pachas mishlish l'Rav Tarfon ke pachas mishtos l'Rabbanon da. That Rav Tarfon treats pachas mishlish the same way the Rabbanon treat pachas mishtos. Meaning, whatever pachas mishtos is according to Rabbanon is going to be pachas mishlish according to Rav Tarfon. Now, at this point in real time, we don't know yet what the halacha really of pachas mishtos to Rabbanon is. That's this chakira, la'al tehavi mechila, or maybe it's not la'al tehavi mechila. But the Gemara says like this, I'm Bishlam, if pachas mishtos to Rabbanon, Bishlam, if you're going to tell me that pachas mishtos according to Rabbanon, there is a statute of limitations, meaning it's not automatically mechila. You get a little bit of time to try to unwind this. Ulerab Tarfin kolayoyim. But according to Rav Tarfon, meaning when he said that what's the real Shir Chazara, it's Kol Hayoyim, it was impacting also Pachos Mishtos, or in his world, Pachos Mishlish, Mishum Hachi Chazru, that I understand why they were Chazar. Let's see the whole Gemara first, and then we'll understand it. Eli, I'm with Pachos Mishlos to Rabban, Lal Tavim Mechila, but if you're going to tell me the Pachos Mishlos according to Rabbanon, it's considered Mechila right away. Ula Rav Tarfon, Nami Lal Tavim Mechila. And if that's the case, Pachos Mishlish, according to Rav Tarfon, is also going to be the Alta Mechila. Am I Chazru? Then why were they Chazar when he heard that the statute of limitations changed? But Rav Tarfon, Nichulu Tvei, there's no way in the world that Rav Tarfon's halacha wasn't better for the Tagrilo. Why? The Maida Rabbana Kamashvile Aina. Because what the Rabbana treated as Aina, which is what? 1/6, the Rav Tarfon, and more than 1/6, by the way, the Rav Tarfon have a Mechila. According to Rav Tarfon, is going to be considered Mechila. In other words, the Gemara is saying that if you're going to tell me that Pachas Mishtos is La'alta Havi Mechila, you agree to such a deal, there's no, you can't back out. La'alta Havi Mechila. And if that's the case, according to Rav Tarfon, also out there having mechila. So there's no way in the world that Rav Tarfon's Shulchan Aruch is not better for the Tagrilo. It doesn't matter what Reb Tarfon paskened as it relates to statute of limitations when you could be chayzer. At the end of the day, think of what Reb Tarfon just gave the Tagliot. He just gave them the greatest gift of all time. He basically said, you people are over al toinu. I mean, is that really what happened? You have to know. But the bottom line is, he said, I don't want to be mitzi laz on the Tagliot. But Lamaisi says, you chevra, can you understand that it's in your interest to be on the yod el oyayna? So up until a third, the alta have a mechila. According to the rabbis, it's a sixth. According to me, it's a third. So I just gave you a tremendous gift. Now, it's true that Reb Tarfon said, that when it's a sixth, according to the Rabbanon, where the halachas, you could be chayzer up until Kadesh Yar Latagra LeGroivoy, which is a very small statute of limitations, whereas according to Reb Tarfon, where the shear is a third, you could be chayzer for a longer period of time, right? You could be chayzer not up until but rather you could be chayzer the entire day. So from that standpoint, it made it worse for the merchants of Lod. But that's affecting such a small sliver of the equation. And the emes is not really even affecting anything, because again, up until a third, he's giving them a great gift. So if up until a third, he's giving them a great gift, right, where's it shtelling zechayis? It's shtelling zechayis in the one-third. According to the Chacham, in the one-sixth, you have a smaller statute of limitations. According to Reb Tarfon, one-sixth, it's yours. So where's it shtelling zechayis? Where's the chapping and afgemina? How Reb Tarfon views one-third relative to the way the Rabbanon view one-sixth? That's going to overwhelm and override the fact that up until a third, according to Reb Tarfon, you're going to get free reigns. Elamai, it's poshut, says the Gemara. It's poshut that you have to say that this statute of limitations doesn't only affect the shtus, it doesn't only affect the shlish, but it affects the pachas mishtus. It affects the pachas mishlish. And that's why, although it's true, Reb Tarfon basically said that it's not up to a sixth, it's up to a third. And from that standpoint, he gave the Tagrilud this gift. But at the same time, when he countered and he said that, I want you to know that when it comes to all halachas of Einah, which are all bound by statute of limitations, right now, up until the sixth or the third. But the point is, it's the statute of limitations are much longer statute of limitations. So then they already say, you know something, it's not kedai. Because if you're going to give them a whole day to be chayzer, they're going to find a way out, and then it's yotzes chayyeh bev seyday, literally. So it's for that reason, says the Gemara, it must be, that really up until a third, up until a sixth, is totally in the Sheikh Hazara. If it's totally in the Sheikh Hazara, so really, Reb Tarfon, at the very least, is giving them, on the one end, a pro, but he's also giving them a con. There's a pro and a con. No, so there's a shak levetaria. Meikara, they were samchu. And then afterwards, they said, yoniach lanu Reb Tarfon bim koimeno. It's really not kedai. But if you're going to tell me that up to a third, there's a mechila la'alter, there's no way in the world that what Reb Tarfon said about the shir chazara would have made any impact and would have overrode that inyan. But the Gemara says that you're saying very good. And really, if you assume the hanacha, the savru of the Gemara, which is that pachas mishlish, the Reb Tarfon, is like pachas mishtus, the Rabbanon, then you're 100% right. You see from here, there's no question that there's a statute of limitations and there is a time of chazara as it relates to pachas, just like there is for the shtus or the shlish itself. Aba mi savra, says the Gemara, that whole anacha is not an accurate anacha. Who said pachas mishlish l'Reb Tarfon is kepachas mishtus l'Rabban and Dami? Loi, mishtus v'ad shlish l'Reb Tarfon. It could be that from a sixth until a third, according to Reb Tarfon, it's kishtus atzma l'Rabbanon. It Dami, it's treated like shtus atzma l'Rabbanon. Meaning, when Reb Tarfon said his halacha, Reb Tarfon was never said that pachas mishlish is treated like the Rabbanon treat pachas mishtos. Pachas mishtos, according to Rabbanon, is what pachas mishtos, according to Reb Tarfon, is. That's the same. So where did Reb Tarfon differ? Where Reb Tarfon differed was mishtos v'ad shlish. According to the Rabbanon, once you go over the shtos, what's the halacha? It's already a bit omekach. According to Reb Tarfon, mishtus v'ad shlish is treated like the shtus atzma. I mean, it's not just a shtus, that sheer shtus, but rather that shtir goes from shtus all the way up until the shlish. If that's the case, so as it relates to the poches mishtos mechila, so whatever the halach is, if the halach is mechila la'alter, or the halach is, it's going to be the same according to Rav Tarfin as it's going to be according to the Rabbanan. So even if you hold this mechila la'alter, Rav Tarfin didn't give them any benefit. What benefit did Rav Tarfin give them then? What did he give them? It's actually going to be the Gemara's next kasha. What did he give them? What he gave them was mishtus vatshlish. According to the Rabbanan, mishtus vatshlish, it's a mekach tois. And according to Rav Tarfin, mishtus vatshlish, it's like the shtus itself, which means mishen esana, he's the yodoy ol al yoyna. But the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, then my samchu meikara. So then, why would they besimcha meikara? Meaning, if this is really what Rav Tarfin said, so why did they get so besimcha? Why were they mamish so excited l'chatchilo when they heard what Rav Tarfin said? What did he make better? What exactly did he make better? If he moved the pachis mishtos, the pachis mishlish, okay, so now we're talking. But in the event that the pachis mishtos remained pachis mishtos, the nafkimina was how you treat shtos until shlish, right? Yosef mishlish, everybody holds his mekach tois. The whole shayla is that inter. According to Rabbanan, it's a mekach tois. And according to Reb Tarfin, it's Misha Nesana could be Chayzer. So they were very, very excited about that. Why would they be excited about that? From their perspective, how exactly was anything made better? If anything, when you go over the limit, according to the Rabbanan, Yoyse Mishtos, it's not only Misha Nesana that could be Chayzer, it's the Moicha that could also be Chayzer, because now you have the Taina, Mekachtoy, so each one can back out of the transaction. Now Mishtos Vachlish, it's really only Misha Nesana that could be Chayzer. But even more simple, what did he give them? He didn't give them anything. Like, it doesn't sound like he gave them any value. So the Gemara says that in order to answer this question, I think you have to say something, which really is a shaila that the Gemara is going to ask in a few lines. And I think if you're poishet that shaila in one oifen, there's an eitzah to answer this question. So tifshoit, I think you have to be poishet the bitul mekach lirabbonon lo'olam chayzer. That bitul mekach, according to the Rabbanon, you could be chayzer forever. The kivon the amaluhu rab tarfin havayna. If that's the case, then I understand this. In other words, the Gemara later is going to declare bitul mekach. Is there a shear for that, or is there not a shear for that? Or the Mishnah said, "Admasai mutal lahachzer." Now the Mishnah was talking about the shtos, right? Our Mishnah was talking about oyno, which is a perfect shtos, or according to Rav Tarfin, a perfect shlish. And then you had the statute of limitations. Ad sheyare letagar oy lekroifin. What about if it's yoisa mishtos? Do you have that statute of limitations, or could you be chayzer loyvim? That's going to be a shaila later. So the Gemara says that if you're going to be poishet that bitul nekach the rabbanon, you could always be chayzer. Then I understand. Why? Because once Rav Tarfin told them that it's oyna samchu, they were very besimcha. Because if mishtus va'ad shlish is bound by the statute of limitations, it's very gishmak, so good, he gave them something. Upon him, there was some hana over here. What did he give them? He told them, now the buyer that you just ripped off is not going to be able to be chayzer forever. He's going to be able to be chayzer. But then when he told them, Kol hayoim chazru. Then already, they were chayzer. Why were they chayzer? Because then already, so we'll see in a minute, but then already, the being that anyways, it's kol hayoim, meaning being that it's anyways kol hayoim, so they felt that there's no major nafgamina between having the whole day and between having forever to be chayzer. So it comes out then that what Rav Tarfin is giving them as it relates to yoisa mishtos wasn't really such a gift. As it relates to the shtus itself, as the Gemara is going to speak out, there's actually a benefit in the Rabbanon over Rav Tarfin, because according to the Rabbanon, there's a smaller statute of limitations, which is what? It's Kadesh Yara LeTager. Whereas according to Rav Tarfin, you have Kol Hayoyim, and therefore they actually said, Yoniach Lanu Rav Tarfin B'mkoymenu. But the Gemara says it only works if you say this. Meaning, at the end of the day, if you're going to tell me that Yoisa Mishtus is a bitul mekach, and you can be chayzer lo'olam, good, so I understand the meikar and the lebesoif. Again, we're really going into the psychology of the Tagri Lod, and there's some interesting, maybe business advice, nuance to be taken out of this. But at the end of the day, there's at least a shakl of atariyah. I understand the meikar, I understand the lebesoif. But the isol kodayit gemara says, the bitul mekach, the rabbanon, kadesh yar letagri lekroivoy. But if you're going to tell me that even according to the rabbanon, bitul mekach is kadesh yar letagri lekroivoy, then my samchu, so then, yeah, mamish have to understand the simcha mazoi. So what was the whole simcha meikar? Meaning, what did he give them? Again, if there's a nafgemina in terms of the schus chazor regarding a Shtos versus Yosem Mishtos. Okay, so him extending the shear of Shtos from Shtos until Shlish, so he gave them something. According to the Rabbani, you'd be able to be Chayzel Le'olam when you're in that window. According to Rav Tarfin, you're bound by the statute of limitations. But if, according to Rabbani, you're anyways bound by the statute of limitations, so what was the Simcha Me'ikaros? So the Gemara says a very big Chiddush. Samchu b'Shtos Atzma. The Simcha was Shtos Atzma, the Rabban Mechila, or the Rabban Anoina. Even in this understanding that Rav Tarfin really held that Pachos Mishlish is not like Pachos Mishtos, but Mishtos Vat Shlish is treated like Shtos Atzma, Liba the Rabbanon, but it's only Mishtos, meaning more than Shtos, Ad V'loy Ad B'chal. It's Mishtos and higher. But Shtos itself, that number Shtos, if it's a perfect 1/6, whereas Rabbanon say that's that middle Shita. According to Rav Tarfin, Shtos is like Pachas Mishtos. So Rav Tarfin has a different definition of Shtos, or a different definition of the middle category. According to Rabbanon, what's the middle category? According to Rabbanon, the middle category is a perfect Shtos. According to Rav Tarfin, what's that middle category? So first the Gemara thought it was a Shlish. Mar says, no, it's not a shlish. That's not true. Okay, what is it? It's mishtos v'ad shlish. But where does the shtos itself go? So you can learn that the shtos itself is like pachas mishtos, or you can learn that the shtos itself is like yoisa mishtos. Says the Gemara, if you hold that the shtos itself is like pachas mishtos, so again, at the very least, Rav Tarfin gave them something. And if he gave them something, that's why they were besimcha. So again, the simcha is very dramatic. If you learn that he moved the goalposts literally from shtos until a shlish, that's a huge nafka min. He basically just slashed the, taxes. So all of a sudden, your income tax was cut in half. Okay, so that you gave them a tremendous gift. Not ready. The gift wasn't such a mighty gift, right? We're mamish nickeling and diming, literally. But the point is, at least there's a shakla v'taya. You gave him something, that says the Gemara. So this is the way you're going to have to play it. So again, there's a whole bunch of different permutations in terms of doing all this math. But the bottom line is that you have to straddle over here Rav Tarfin's pachis mi shlish. How exactly does he view that? And the Gemara is being toiled this in whether or not there's a statute of limitations as it relates to pachis mishtos, so we view it as mechilul alter. What about if it's yoisa mishtos? There too, is there a schus chazorah, meaning bound by a certain period of time, or maybe it's something that you could be chayzel oilam, and all these different things are going to all be somehow tali zebizeh, and they're going to all play itself out. But the Gemara continues with this thing. Ibay lohu bitul mekach l'rabbana l'oilam chayzer oidilma b'kadesh yar l'taga oilakroiva. So we just mentioned this shayla. It came up b'derech agav in the previous cheshbon. Here the Gemara says it in real time, right? Initially the Gemara said, tifshay, let's be poisha what the Gemara is going to pose later. This is that ibayah. So again, bitul mekach according to the Rabbanon, could you be chayzel la'olam, or are you bound by the same statute of limitations that were mentioned in the Mishnah as it relates to the perfect shtos? Meaning, is it la'olam chayzer, or maybe it's b'kdesh yar l'tagel l'kroiv, imtim slim b'kdesh yar l'tagel l'kroiv? Now, you can ask me, if it's b'kdesh yar l'tagel l'kroiv, my ikub ben shtos l'yaser ashos. What difference is there between a shtos and yaser mishtos? Okay, bishlam, if the difference is the amount of time you have to be chayzer, so I understand what the difference is. But you're telling me that could be they both have the same amount of time. So what then is the difference? So the Gemara says, ikud ilu shtos misha nesano chayzer. As it relates to the shtos, the person that was fooled, only he could be chayzer. Ilu yaser ashos shneim chayzer. But if it's yaser mishtos, like we already know, they both have the right to be chayzer. Mai, what's the talacho? So the Gemara says, toshma. Now this toshma, we're going to do what we do. But if you look at Rashi, and Kamuvin, other Rishonim, but even if you look at Rashi, this Toshma, a little bit, it sounds like, is machin zich nish visendik. This is literally Vayokam Melech Chodosh Ashal Yodas Yosef. It's almost going to act and behave as if it didn't know the previous Gemara, and trying to reconcile it and understand the nuances of where this Gemara differs from the previous Gemara. Again, this is an avoid of extra credit. But the bottom line is, Snez the Gemara Toshma Chazru L'divrei Chachamim. After the Tagrilud heard that Reb Tarfin switched the Shir Chazara, so they went and they said, you know what, Moichel Toivis, I appreciate it, you gave us the Shlish, but we'd rather go back to the Chacham. Says the Gemara, yeah, Bishlami Bitul Mekach, the Rabbanon, B'kdesh Yar L'Tagor, the Kroivoy, Bishlami, if you're going to tell me that Bitul Mekach going to the Rabbanon is bound by a Shir, Ulu Reb Tarfin, Kol Ayoin, whereas according to Reb Tarfin, now that Reb Tarfon told them the seifa of his halacha. It's the entire day. Mishum hachi chazru. So I understand why they were chazer. Because really, when Reb Tarfon extended the statute of limitations, it affected everything. It affected Yosef Mishtos as well. Eliyah, I'm a pitomech to Rabbanon lo'ilam chayzer. But if you're going to tell me that pitomech according to Rabbanon, you could always be chayzer. So why then were they chayzer when they heard that Reb Tarfon went? And Reb Tarfon extended the statute of limitations. But Reb Tarfon nichalu tvei. According to Reb Tarfon, it's better. Why is it better? Because at the end of the day, Reb Tarfon said that Yois mishtus fa'ad shlish is not going to be considered bitul mekach, but mishtus fa'ad shlish is going to be bound by, even if you want to assume it's shtus atzma, but at the end of the day, it's something that has a statute of limitations of chazara. And even if you want to tell me that the statute of limitations is a longer statute of limitations, it's the entire day, but the entire day is still shorter than la'olam, so freak the Gemara, so then why would they chazer with the Rav Tarfon? Meaning, if you're going to tell me that the statute of limitations is something that is nogeya, not just shtos atzma, it's nogeya everything. Every single mekach tois is bound by statute of limitations. Says the Gemara is tainting in this tashma. Again, you have to reconcile it with the previous tashma, but in this tashma, al kapanim. So the Gemara is saying that I understand why when they heard the statute of limitations, they ran. The reason they ran was, is because they understood what happens if I rip the guy off like this huge amount. L'maisa used to be a statute of limitations of G'deshi Yar L'tag L'kroivoy. Now all of a sudden he extended it the entire day. So when they heard that, they had cold feet. But if you're going to tell me that when the statute of limitations is such a gross statute of limitations, anyways, L'olim Chayisim, so it doesn't affect the big amount, right? So if it doesn't affect the big amount, so really where does it affect it? It affects it, mishtus. The Achlish, Hechzins, that's where it affects it. Tainas the Gemara, if that's the case, I don't see why that chilik of extending the statute of limitations, Mishtos v'Achlish, should have been enough of a reason for them to want to be Chayzer. So the Gemara says that you have to say, Bitul Mekach lo Yishchiach. Could be La'olam, could be La'olam, there would have been a big nafgamina in terms of what the Shir Chazara would have been, even for the greater Mekach Tois, because it could be that a proper Mekach Tois, meaning even a proper Mekach Tois, really there's a S'chus Chazara only up until a certain period of time, which means that Reb Tarfon, when he went ahead and he extended it, Be'etzim, he was impacting that as well, but at the same time, being that it's really Lo Yishchiach for something like that to happen, so how that is going to be impacted wasn't something that made a difference to them, being that it was something that was Lo Yishchiach, and being that that was something that was Lo Yishchiach, so therefore this was not something that they took into consideration. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav, the bottom line is, Hilchus, what's the halacha as relates to Ayinah? Pachis mishtos nikne mekach. If it's less than a shtos, the mekach is a mekach. Mechila, yoyser al shtos, vitol mekach. Shtos, what's the halacha of shtos? Kana umachzer Ayinah. The halacha is that the kinyan goes in effect, and what do you do with Ayinah? You have to return the Ayinah, v'zeh, b'kdei sheyar l'tagar l'kroifoy. And really, as it relates to the amount of time that you have to be chayzer, it's the amount of time that it would take to show it to a tagar or to a karev. What does zeh mean? So Rashi says, say the shir Ayinah, and say the shir bitul mekach. Meaning, bitul mekach is also not la'olam, but it's based on amount of shir, per the previous Ibayas, and what is that shear? It's the amount of time that it would take to show it to a tagar or a car. So Rava laid out the law as it relates to Ayinah, and it's clearly not like what we had previously discussed. I mean, he was machri a little bit of what we discussed, but what's the big difference? The big difference is, what do you do when it's a shtos? It's kana umachzer Ayinah. What did we see in the Stam Mishnah, and even in the Braisa that the Gemara brought? You have two options. If you want, you could say, just keep the mekach in place, give me back the Ayinah, or if you want, you could say that you want to unwind the transaction. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavasi de Rava, a raya to Rava. And we need a raya to Rava because up until this point, it sounds like Rava's going kineged a Mishnah and going kineged a Braisa. I know, pachas mishtos, nikne mekach. I know, that's less than a shtos. What's the halacha? Nikne mekach. Yes, there are shtos. If it's more than a shtos, bottle mekach. Shtos? What's a shtos? This is the punchline. Kana, the kinyan is in effect. Umachzer, I know, and you return the I know. Divrei Rav Nosson. As I helped Rav Nosson. Rav Yudah Nosson, Em Rav Yudah Nosson said, Yad Moicha Alo El Yoyna. No, the halacha is that the Yad Moicher is Alo Al Yoina, Rashi says, meaning if the Moicher was Nisana, then it's Yad Moicher Alo Al Yoina, Avada. If the Loikeach was Nisana, it's going to be Yad Loikeach Alo Al Yoina. Meaning, Rotza Oimel, if he wants, he can tell him Tainli Mekhi, or if he wants, he can say Tainli Masha Anisani. If you want, he could say, I want to unwind it. Or if he wants, he could say, give me what the Shira I know was. Who's the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda Anasi? Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was Rabbi. He's the Stam Mishnah. He's that first price that the Gemara brought. Vizeh, vizeh. And again, anytime you're dealing with Chazara, it's the Kadesh Yara, the Tagra, the Kroiv, it's the amount of time that it would take to show it to a Tagra or to a Kroiv. We're going to learn one more Gemara. Ad Masai Mutal Hachsa Vichul. Amr Rav Nachman, Nachman said, Loish Shon Elulikech. This that the Mishnah gave the statute of limitations, that Yuschus Chazara is the amount of time it takes to show to a Tagra or to your Kroiv, that's only as it relates to the Likech being Chayzer. Avon Moich, as it relates to the Moich, Loim Chayzer, he could always be Chayzer. Maybe Messiah, so the Gemara says, I think you have a right from our Mishnah. How so? This is the easiest of all the Gemara's sushtals of the Tagri Lod. Chazru, Ledivre, Chacham. Right? The Tagri Lod, they initially were very excited by, wow, Reb Tarfon said, and then when they heard the Schus Chazara was chepped with, so then they came around. So the Gemara said, yeah, Bishlam and Moichel Eivim Chayzer. Bishlam, you're going to tell me that the Moichel could always be Chayzer, Mishum Machi Chazru. So I understand what happened. Meaning, these were Moichrim. They were Geribin Echevra. So they're looking out for themselves, right? They're focusing on, now if the Moichel could always be Chayzer, and it's the Lekeach, whose statute of limitations was just impacted, so they win. It's a win-win. But if you're going to tell me that the Dine Chazara of the Mishnah is not only the Gei of the Lekeach, it's the Gei of the Moich as well. So then how did they gain anything? Just like Reb Tarfon extended the statute of limitations for the Lekeach, he did it for the Moich as well. So if that's the case, it's six of one, half a dozen of another. Meaning, why were they being chayzer? They're being chayzer because they somehow lost out. They're impacted by the statute of limitations. They lose on the one hand, but they profit on the other hand, and vice versa. So why were they so distraught? And why did they say, Yoniach lanu Reb Tarfon bim koimeinu? So the Gemara says, and here's the punchline of the whole sugya, Tagrei Lod lo shchiach tata. It wasn't shchiach that the Tagrei Lod made mistakes. These guys were always on the right side of the coin. And as a result, they were always the ones that were fooling everybody else. So if you're talking about Schus Chazara, they're not going to be fooled. So the fact that the Schus Chazara benefits them is making no difference. So if it benefits Loikeach, then it's hurting them, and that's why at the end of the day, the Tagrei Lod, as it relates to Raid, is the first staff, really, that we're learning in the Sugya of Aino, a Sugya that's going to be Malavas, literally, for the next week plus. One Ha'ara Nifla that's related to Raid, that Be'ez Hashem, we have spoken about many, many times, and this is just a classic example of certain sugyas that are the gift that keep on giving. It's literally ein-based medrash b'loy chiddush. The Tor in Simin Kuf Pei Beis, he brings from Rav Hai Goyim, because of Rav Hai, the hu adin nami im hita hashliach es haloikeach b'kol shehu sha'amekach batal. In the event that somebody makes a shliach to go sell something on his behalf, and the shliach went and he fooled the buyer and he ended up overcharging him. So Rav Haigoyin said that even if he overcharged him by a kol shehu, meaning even if it was pachas mishtos, the halacha is a mekach batal, the mekach is going to be batal. Meaning, ordinarily, when it comes to Oina, so there's Pachas Mishtos, Shtos, and there's Yoisa Mishtos. Rav Hai Goyin said, that's only true if the seller is selling by himself. But if the seller sells Hayidei Shliach, so then, even if the Oina was a Kol Shu, still that lach is that the Mekach is going to be bottled. Now, if you take a look at the Beis Yosef, Al Atar, the Beis Yosef says that the Makar to this Rav Hai Goyin comes from the Rosh. The Rosh brings Rav Hai Goyin, and he says, if you take a look at the Rosh brings Rav Hai Goyin in a different Nusach. So, it's interesting, but the Nusach that the Rosh had in Rav Hai Goyin is different than the Nusach that the Tor, who is the son of the Rosh, had in Rav Hai Goyin. But Al Kapanim, the way the Tor in Halacha brings Rav Hai Goyin is that if somebody makes somebody a Shech to go sell something on his behalf, and the Zayna, even if the Zayna is Pachas Mishtos, it's Batal HaMekach, meaning we treat it as if it was Zayna, which was Yoyse Mishtos. That just takes feel and flesh out the chiddush of Rav Hai Goyin a little bit. That's pashut. If somebody makes someone a shliach to go sell something for him, and he would sell it for less than its value, It's pashut to be batal amekach. Why is it pashut? The Gemara says throughout Shas, "Latkuni shidat ticha v'loy lavusi." I sent you to make things better for me, not to make it worse. In this case, when the moicher made the shliach, he made him a shliach to sell it. The shliach came back and he says, "I have great news. I fooled this guy. I had no idea what was flying. This person learned in, you know, the school of economics of the Tagra Lord, so he knows how to do this. And as a result, he says, I got you more money. It doesn't matter. Even if it's pachas mishtos, still the halacha is that the mekach is going to be bought. And the question is why? V'kame kumus in ishtabru, to be masber, what's pshat in this chiddush of Rav Haigoin? So the hafla in his ponim yofis, alatar in parashas bahar. And it's also in the hafla in mesachtis, ksubis, daf kuf amir aleph. He says a dover nifla. Says the Rosh right here in Perek Hazav in Simin Chav clears a shayla. This that the halacha is that if the ina is pachas mishtos, the halacha is that the mekach is kaim and there's an implied mechila. What about as it relates to the iser of al toinu? Right, it says in the Torah al toinu isha sachiv. Do you have an iser of al toinu isha sachiv with the ina is pachas mishtos, or do you not have an iser of al toinu isha sachiv with the ina is pachas mishtos? The Rosh says I'm not sure. He has a safik. If you take a look at the Ramban Ala Torah, right here in Parshas Bahar, the Ramban, Toich Dvarov, Masiach Lefitumai, he says clearly, one side in the Rosh, the Ramban is discussing the halacha of Einoi Nola Karkois. Right, we know it's coming up, but something everybody knows, Einoi Nola Karkois, that all the laws of Aina do not apply to Karka. And the Ramban asks a bomb kasha based on the Pshutai Shal Mikra in the Torah. So when we gave the hakdama to the sugi of Aina, we mentioned the first pasuk. V'chisimkeru mimker la'misecha, oy k'honoy miyad ha'misecha, al toinu ishas achiv. And then the Torah gives an example of al toinu ishas achiv. It says the Torah, b'mispar shonim achra yoivol, tikne me'es ha'misecha, b'mispar shnei tvois imker lach. Lifi roiv ha'shonim tarbe miknasoy, ulifi ma'it ha'shonim tamit miknasoy, ki mispar tvois So the Torah says, let me play out for you the halachas of Aino. You're selling a field. And you're selling a field in a time where the fields that are sold all go back to their original owner. We reset the clock when it comes to Yovel. So when you sell it, make sure that the price is reflective of this idea that this mechir is only going to be a mechir l'sha. Because if a person's going to pay full market value for a piece of property and really he's just leasing it for a year because it's going to end up going back, so then already he ended up being full. So the dugma of al toinu isha sachin is someone that's selling a field in the time that Yoibu was like, fake the Ramban. I don't understand. Every Bar Nash knows that what? That ain't I know the karkois. The Torah's dugma of I know is a case of karka. How do you understand it? Says the Ramban, "V'ani choishev oyd svar shevada hamaanes chaveri l'das over ubalach." That's poshnit. That although Chazal said eino nola karkois, they weren't talking about isna the heter. If someone is maanes chaveri l'das, he's over alav bein b'metalpulin bein b'karkois. Shebahen di barakosav, like it says in the Torah, "Al toinu ishas achiv b'mispar shonim achra yoivol." Shehu mazer sheyiknu v'yimkru l'fi ashonim. For lo yoinu ishas achiv. Avrabi sein uzal dorshu bovim mitzi dafnu non mebeis today's daf. Boinosh dosa mekach ubitul mekach biyosam mishlos ubezem milvad miator karkois. It's only regarding those dinim. Rabbis Hilchasa, the Machloikas Rab Tarfin, all that rape, that's where it says Shtalzachois, Lefi. And the reason says Raman is, Shoino Bohem, when it comes to Aino with those things, Afilu Kiyoisa Mishtos, Michilo, meaning, Aino as it relates to Bohem is Karka. It's a pronoun, Bohem is Karka. Now, when it comes to karka, afilu biyoyse mishtos mechila. K'moyshe yin mechila b'metaltlan b'chpachas mishtos. The reason that it's always considered that the halach is that the mekach is kaim by aynah of karka is because we always assume the person was moichel. You overpaid for it, a moichel. You overpaid by a crazy amount, it doesn't matter. The person was still moichel. In other words, Avada says the Ramban is aynah by karka just like the aynah by metaltlan. And if by I know there's a halacha of Israel toinu isha sachiv. It's going to be true. Bein bekarka, bein bemetalta. Where then is the halacha of ein anol or karkois manifest? It's negeya, the halacha of shtos and yoisem ishtos. But it's based on a svara. It's because when it comes to karka, Even shtos and yoisev shtos is like poches mishtos by metaltlin. What's the svar of poches mishtos by metaltlin? It's based on mechila. So that svar of mechila that you have by poches mishtos and metaltlin, you have by shtos and yoisev mishtos by karka. So says Ramban, if that's the case, it's posha why there's going to be an iser. Why? Because what's the halach of poches mishtos by metaltlin? Avada there's an iser of altoinu which has achiv. Meaning, even though the halach is that the mekach is bottle, it's kayim, of avapish. Avada is going to be an iser. And if that's the case, but when it comes to karka, just because you don't have the halachas of chazara, avada you're going to have the altoinu which is achav. So again, the Ramban over here was talking more about ein anol karkois. He was partial learning chumash, the Ramban, and he said, I don't understand how there could be a din of ein anol karkois. Read the examples of the Torah. Mispashan machayev tikna. We're talking about karka. Those are the dugmois of altoinu which is achav. So the Ramban, you have to say there's two dinim in oina. There's the iser oina and there's the chayshem mishpat of oina. This that ein anol karkois, that's mitzad the chayshem Mishpat of Aino. But as it relates to the Isra and Avada, you're going to have the Isra. Why is there no Chayshim Mishpat by Anos? Ramban explains that too. The reason there's no Chayshim Mishpat by Karka is because it's a Svara. It's because Karka, Shtos V'yoysim Mishtos, is like Metaltal and Pachos Mishtos. Oh, but Zok Ramban, Metaltal and Pachos Mishtos has the Isra, so it's passionate that Karka is also going to have this. But I'll call upon him. Ma Shahoya, Sofik, Eitzel, Harosh, Haya, Poshit, Eitzel, Ramban. The Rosh wasn't sure. He had a suffix. Pachas mishtos. With Allah is that the Mekach is Kayin. Is there going to be an Isser or is there not going to be an Isser? The Ramban is beforeish. The Ramban says that Karka is literally Pachas mishtos by Metaltlin. And by Karka you have Altoinu Ishasachim. And he says in beforeish that Pachas mishtos by Metaltlin, this is going to be Altoinu Ishasachim. In Mechas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Shin Lamed Zayin, this is the Mitzvah of Shloi Lohinois, the Mekach Umemkar. So he brings the suffix of the Rosh, and the Mechas Chinuch says, I think I have a raya from the Rambam in Hilchas Mechira to one tzad in this Chakira. The Rambam is in Perek Yubez Alach Aleph. Also, the Moicher oi lekoim lohoino says Chavera. Shenemar v'chisivkru memkala misecho, oi tonoi miyada misecho, al toinu ish esachet. Says the Rambam, v'afa pishu oivra aloysa say, even though you oivra aloysa say, ein oi loika, there's no malkis, m'bnei shen nitin liyishah. Being that it's nitin liyishah, and there's a chiyav ashova, so if there's a chiyav ashova, it's a lav shen nitin liyishah, a gzeva, a gneva, and it's for that reason, the halacha says the Rambam is that you're not going to get malkis. Freak them in chaschinoch. Is that true? Is that true that the lav of oino is nitin liyishah? Bishloimo, it's oino of shtos. And if this, I know, of Yosef Mishtos, so it's Nitin Lishoven. But what about Pachas Mishtos? Pachas Mishtos is not Nitin Lishoven. If it's not Nitin Lishoven, so if someone is Ma'anes Chaveroi, Pachas Mishtos, why doesn't he get Malkus? The Rambam says you never get Malkus for being over Al Toinu Ishasachim. Why not? Because it's Nitin Lishoven, that's only Shtos for Yosef Ashtos. What about Pachas Mishtos? I think this is a raya that the Rambam met like the other side in the Rosh. He held that there is no Isser where it's Pachas Mishtos. If there's no Isser, it's not Avada. Pachas Mishtos, Nitokai Nisser. When there's an Isra, it's not the Lishav, and immediately you're never going to end up getting Malchus. Mechas Chinuch says he's a little bit not sure, because it could be, being that Pachas Mishtos works with Mechilo, and there's a tzad in the Achronim, that the way Mechilo works is as if you actually returned it. So every Pachas Mishtos, it's not the pshat, I don't have to return it, it's Keilu is Kabalti, it's as if you actually returned it. So if it's Keilu, you returned it, so it could be there's no Ra. But Al Kopan, the Rosh was Mesopik. I know Pachas Mishtos, Isra, no Isra. He wasn't sure. The Ramban says Mefurish, yeah, I know. The Michas Chinuch had a raya, a beautiful kitarke bekoidesh on Michas Chinuch to get raya from the Ram Perk, Yibes Allah, Ha'avah, Hilchas Mechiro, that could be this noy, but I'll go upon him, it's a shayla. Says the Hafla, in his ponim yofish parashat bahar, and in Hafla, Mesech Tis Ksuba Stavko, from the Aleph, that lefnize yei shloimer, that's Pshana Rav Haigoy. It could be Rav Haigoy in hell, that oyna, even Pachas Mishtos, is an Isser oyna. You're over the Isser of Altoinu Ishazachim. Like Ramban, like one side in the Rosh. Not like the Shittas HaRambam, the way the Minchas Chinuch understood it. This is an Isser Oina. The whole nafkemina between Pachas Mishtos versus Shtos and Yosef Mishtos is in the Chosha Mishpat. But as it relates to the Isser, there's going to be an Isser by Pachas Mishtos as well. The Fize says the Afla, Yesh Loimar. If somebody makes a Shliach to go, and he tells him, I want you to sell this for me. And the person went and he overcharged. And even if the overcharge was Pachas Mishtos, says Rav Haigoyin, the Mekach is bottle. You want to know why the Mekach is bottle? Because Ein Shliach is Varaveiro. He was over the Isra'ina. And because he was over the Isra'ina, so therefore Ein Shliach is Varaveiro. And says the Hafla, Says the Hafla, that what does Ein Shlich L'Var Aveira mean? It means that the whole Mekach is bottle. And if the whole Mekach is bottle, so the Meil, it's Gevaldik, it's going to be bottle on Mekach. Now that's Pashit, and this is where the old rate comes in, and the Ein Beis Medrash play Chiddush converges, and that is that so Pashit? If somebody makes someone a Shlich to do something, a transaction, and the Shlich went, and he did the transaction on Yodei Aveira, what's the halacha going to be? Do we say that the Shlich is his bottle? Because Ein Shlich L'Var Aveira, Inami, what's the other side? Ein Shlich L'Var Aveira. It could be Avada, the underlying kinyan and the underlying shlichus is in effect. It's just that the Aveira itself, the Etzem Aveira, that's something that doesn't go over the shlichus. This is something that was a great debate amongst two great Goyim in the 18th century. The Noi Behuda on the one side and Reb Itzikel Hamburger on the other side. The debate was regarding a get that was done Bal Karcha, where there was the whole Maisa Shehoyah where Reb Yeshua Heschel Halevi Ish Horowitz to his wife Vitcha, and he gave a gek to a shliach to whatever the chemdar made a gershin, and there was a whole asink whether or not they were or they weren't, and Luyat Suyer the shliach was over the chemdar made a gershin. Did that mean that the gershin was bottled? Did not mean that the gershin was bottled. And the Noi Behuda and all his truvas is shrai mamish that avad in shliach of varaveir means that the shliach was not a shlichus, and to the extent that the shliach was over the chemdar made a gershin when he was megarish Vitcha bal karcha, it would mean that there's no get, and if there's no get, they were married, and you owe all the back taxes of Mizoinis and Ksuba, etc., etc., etc. Rabbi Zilah Hamagra said no. He said Ein Shlich L'Var Aveira means what? All Ein Shlich L'Var Aveira means is that the Aveira doesn't go over the Shlichos. The Etzim Mekach is going to be kind. This Hafla, it's Poshet. This Hafla is totally. This Hafla is totally in that Hakira. And the Hafla, the way he's explaining Rav Hai Goyim, is mamish like the Noi Debut. And just to say it one Noifach better, because we spoke about this so many times. If you remember, there was a Kosov HaShlishi HaMachriya Beinayim in the Machloikis between the Noi Debut and Rav Itzikel Hamburger. That was the Ktsois in Kuf Bei Beis, where the Ktsois says, I hold Echaps and Afkamina. If the Mishalech tells the Shlech to do it Al Yedei Aveira, so the Etzim Shlichus is do it by Aveira, then I hold like the Noi Debut Yehuda. If, however, the Mishalech told the Shlech just do it, and he punked, went ahead, and he did it by Aveira, so then I hold like Reb Itzikel Hamburger. That was the Kosov HaShlishi, that was the Ktsois's big Achron, he brought a Raya from the Mishnah Melech, Dvarim Atikin. But this Hafla, you see, not like the Ktsois's Achron, you see mamish like the Noi Debut Yehuda. You see it 100% like the Noi Debut Yehuda. And that is that to the extent that this Mekach was done by Aveir. Why was it done by Aveir? Because you were over Al-Toyna Wish HaZachim. It was Pachas Mishtus like the Ramban Al-Toyna, that even Pachas Mishtus is still going to be the Yisra right now. Once it's done by Aveir, even though this is Litkuni Shittartich, and it was Shanaim Litkuni, but it doesn't matter. Because now you're running to an ancient Shlichus of Aveir problem. Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishoimim. And if that's the case, the Shlichus and Nitkan Shlichus, this person had no power of attorney, this also didn't belong to him. And if that's the case, the halacha is, even if it's Pachas Mishtus, it's going to be a bit of Mekach. I'll just tell you something very interesting. And that is, and that whole pulmus that Baruch Hashem we spoke about so many times with the Noi Debut Yehuda and Reb Itzikel Hamburger, we mentioned there were a lot of Gedolei Yisrael that wrote tshuvas. One of the Gedolim that wrote a tshuva in that whole Inyan was the Hafla. Now the Hafla got involved for two reasons. Number one, because he was Rabban Shel Kol B'nei HaGoyva. But he also got involved because if you remember, the Chusin was the Hafla's nephew. She, the Kala, was the Noi Debut Yehuda's niece. And the Chassid was the Hafla's nephew. And he wrote a tshuva to Reb Itzikel Hamburger, who was Ben Mishpacha, and he was very, very involved in this. But the Hafla was a Mishpacha. This was the Ish Halevi, Ish Horowitz family. And he got involved in this whole Indian. And the Hafla wrote a long tshuva. If you go through the tshuva of the Hafla, you know which side he was on? Was he on the Noi Debut side, or was he on Reb Itzikel Hamburger's side? He was on the Noi Debut side. And not only was on the Noi Debut side, but if you go through the whole Arichis, one of his Grois Marim Mekoymes that he shtells to, I knew it, it had to be. What is Marim Mekoymes he shtells to is this Rav Hai Goyim and this Rosh. And he talks about this whole Indian that you see, Bittul Mekach, and it's a riot to the Psalm of the Noi Debut Yehuda. Stating that, he wrote at the end, Omnam kol eila hadvarim pilpaunu lefi das ha-goyim Rabbi Cheskel ana. The emes hamefursomim ein tzrichin rayim and akotin kamoini. Shagoyin muchzik bechol divorea divrei chachamim vechidoysav. Hu asher hichzik pinois hamishpat bal yisu yiseidoysav. Voyer yicheskel umoifes bemaisav ubechisidoysav. Ach achrei neshika shtei yodoysav bedova azeh hifriz al midoysav. Bederech ha'oilo beisel. This is poetry 101. But I'll go about it first. The Hafla is mishabech the Noi Debut Yehuda, which is gishmak. Why? Because we always speak out that Yaakov, the son of the Noi Debut Yehuda, and his akdamah to Madura Tinyana, the Noi Debut Yehuda, he talks about how his father, Noi Debut Yehuda, used to be mishabech the Hafla, mamish, adla Bahafri. That was me, Preshburg to Prague, when we were handling that. But Al Koponim, it went in the reverse as well. The Haflah had a tremendous edge. Just read the way he talks about the Rebbe. He says he's Rabban Shekhov Bnei Agoyva. You're not allowed to be Chaylok in him. But he says, in this Indian, I think he was Sifras Alamida. And the reason he held it was Sifras Alamida, because at the end of the day, that get was something that was presided over by a proper Bezdin. And he held, you know, Zacharim from Rabbeinu Tam, not to be Maran a get, Kiyodua. Because of ulterior reasons, but as it relates to the lumdus, which was really at the crux of that shayla, do you deher that as ein shlichas v'aveir? Does it mean that the whole shlichas is bottled? Does it mean that only the aveir doesn't go over? Dear l'shitasai, here in Panim Yafis and l'shitasai in Hafla, he sided with the Noida Behuda Balakapanim. This is just another dugma how everything comes together. Last time we spoke about this was in Perek Meruba, where we learned the sugya of Tavachu Machar. If someone's Tavachu Machar, Ayyidei Shlich, B'Shabbos, we spoke at this Chakira from the Meitzer to Eloi. This whole Indian, but I'll upon him again. Here you have it, Nachamol and Perek Hazav. I'm sure Beis Hashem will revisit this at some point again.